is loving.
Loving. Vida.
It's just a comparative. She's loving, but this one's a lot.
She's more loving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if you have a brother and he has a son, that son would be your
nephew.
What about a child whose parents have died? You say that child is an
orphan.
And what about the adult who's appointed to look after the child? You'd say it's its legal
guardian.
And all people who are, well, people like your aunts and uncles and cousins, if they're all over here, you say the house is full of your
relatives.
Yeah. And this expression, you might say, well, so-and-so might look a lot like me, might even have the same name, but
I'm not related to him.
Okay. What about somebody who comes in town that nobody's ever seen before? You say he was a
stranger.
Mm-hmm. And somebody from another country?
Foreigner.
All right. I'm going to ask you about some first names for people just for pronunciation. A girl's name that begins with the letter M.
Mary.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What about Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. And a woman's, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. A woman's name that begins with the letter N.
Nancy.
Okay. Or sometimes people say Nell, and then again they might change it around to add a Y to it.
Nelly.
Yeah. What about a boy's name begins with a B?
Barry.
Okay, what about a male goat? You call it what kind of goat?
Billy goat.
Okay. And a man's name that begins with M in the Bible. One of the four Gospels, something, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay. What would you call a lady who teaches school? She would be a
school teacher.
Have you ever heard anything that struck you as kind of old-fashioned, like school ma'am, school marm?
No.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard, remember the American writer who wrote in the 1800s, his name was James Fenimore, begins with a C?
James Fenimore, no.
Okay, how would you say C-O-O-P-E-R?
Cooper.
Okay. And a married woman who has that last name, you'd say there goes
Mrs. Cooper.
All right. Have you ever heard of a carpenter who was kind of self-taught? You might trust him to build a chicken house, but you wouldn't trust him to build your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call him what kind of carpenter? Have you ever heard people say he's a jackleg carpenter?
Jackleg, no.
Haven't heard that. Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me? That would be
your mother's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Your aunt.
Okay. And another woman's name that begins with an S in the Bible. She was the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if my father had a brother named William, I'd call him my
Uncle William.
All right. If they had one named John, he'd be
Uncle John.
Okay. What about in the war between the northern and southern states? What would you call that?
Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the man who was in charge of the southern forces, Lee. What about his rank? You would call him Mr. Lee. You'd call him
General Lee.
All right. And what about the old fellow who advertises Kentucky Fried Chicken? He's
Colonel.
Yeah. All right. And a man who's in charge of a ship, he's the